The Congressional Budget Office recently announced the national deficit is declining due to slowing health care costs. A nonpartisan group that educates the public on deficit issues says it's too soon to celebrate. Sarah Imhoff is the Midwest director for the Concord Coalition. She told Madison's downtown Rotary Club that the nation's elderly, those 65 and older, will double by the year 2025.
You know, we're all going to look like the state of Florida. One in five of us in Madison, one in five of us in Fond du Lac, one in five of us in Iowa City is going to be 65 or older.
She says seniors use 3 to 5 times more health care than younger people, and 50% of the elderly have at least 2 chronic conditions. Both Social Security and Medicare are expected to grow in the next 2 to 3 decades, but Imhoff says another major driver of the deficit could decrease.
We think that the defense budget is actually going to stay stable and reduce. Discretionary spending is expected to be reduced as well.
Discretionary spending goes to non-entitlement programs, things like transportation and education. Imhoff says the country's current fiscal policy is unsustainable. So, she adds, is the political gridlock, which prevents cooperation on possible solutions. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.